The show today features two choral groups. We're going to hear members of Amasong, who are giving their winter concerts, well, I guess technically still fall concerts, on Saturday and Sunday at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. And then the University Laboratory High School Madrigal Singers from Uni High in Urbana. And they have a public performance coming up with the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana on their annual winter concert. That's going to be on the 19th of this month. And so it's all live choral music in our studio. Hope you'll stay with us.
Thank you.
We heard Amazon, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus from their very first recording, 1997. It was released, and Soon I Will Be Done with the Troubles of the World, a traditional African-American spiritual. Christina Berger was her founding director. And we have members of the present version of Amazon with us. They're going to be giving their fall concert this weekend, twice, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock, McKinley Presbyterian Church at 5th and John Streets in Champaign. Megan Johnson-Smith is their music director. And I'm curious to know how many of you were in that first recording. One, two, three, four. Wow. What have you noticed different as time has gone on in the ensemble, either the sound or the feel or, you know, anything since you've had a 20-year history now, which we'll get into in a little bit. Their mouths are hanging open.
The numbers have fluctuated a lot over the years, and the strength of certain sections has fluctuated over the years, but I think the thing that has always been true with Amazon is the quality of the music and the variety of the music. I mean, I've been driving from Normal for 15 years to sing with this group, and it's always because of the music, because it's so different than what other groups do, and we do it well.
There's got to be something, the camaraderie, too. There's a social aspect and not just social as in socializing, but as social as in social meaning and importance, at least to the ensemble as a whole. I mean, do you feel that? Is that one of the reasons you come to the group? And this can be anybody.
Yeah. Lots of nodding heads that don't on the radio.
We've celebrated with each other through weddings and births and good job news and getting degrees, and we've supported each other through illness and death and losing jobs and all the other crises of life. So in that sense, we are very much a family.
What's a typical rehearsal like? Is it all work? Is it some play? Is it...
There might be a little play sometimes.
A little play sometimes.
It's music. It's not work. It's music.
Well, we work hard. We work hard on our music. We show up. We start, if not immediately at 7 o'clock, just a couple minutes after, do warm-ups and get right into the music. We have a 10 to 15 minute break and then go home at 9:30. So,
and that's Megan. That's Megan Smith, who is their director, and she should know. So when does the social aspect come in? Is it before rehearsal, after rehearsal? Do you all get together outside of rehearsal?
All of those things.
Yeah. And we often have a retreat once a year that gives people a chance to talk more and spend more time together as a chorus, but not in rehearsal.
One of the things I noticed, what was your name? Who made the first comment?
Oh, me, Mary.
Yeah. Mary, you said something about the difference of sound, different sections sometimes strong, and just listening to that recording from, you know, the first CD, it almost sounded like there were basses in the group. The altos were so, seemed to have been so strong in that one. I don't know what you guys sound like right now, because we have a different mix of folks than we had last time you were on our show. Mm-hmm.
We still have a really strong alto two section, alto twos. We have a low D flat in our concert that
really?
Several
no kidding.
Of our alto twos sing. So yeah, Amazon is
low D flat. That's in the baritone range.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
As the altos are
reading with Judy, you must be one of those singing that.
I am.
You speak down.
The lower
there
the better.
Well, let's have your first tune.
Great. We'd like to sing Now I Walk in Beauty, which is composed by Greg Smith to a traditional Navajo text.
Beauty is before
Members of Amazon, 12 members of Amazon, as I just counted, led by Megan Smith. They're going to be giving their concerts on Saturday and Sunday in Champaign. And that particular song with four, it was essentially a round, with four groups of three. And the full group is what, about 50 singers?
Yeah,
right
we're
now?
Right at 45 to 50.
45 to 50. So if that's your normal configuration, how does this feel being in such a small group with only three on a part? I mean,
it's very personal.
Well, we also sing it in the round in McKinley, so the space is very different in here too. It's a much different feel.
Well, and it's not exactly resonant in this space.
Right. So Megan has taught us to make the resonance in our own heads.
Although the listening audience will think that it's resonant because we've done something to your sound on the way out, but it's a little hard to sing. But I mean, that I guess what I'm leading to with that question is sort of back to the community idea. It's not just social community, but there's also got to be a lot of the musical community relying on each other, learning to lead for each other. And I'm guessing, Megan, that you didn't necessarily pick the people who were here today. Just these are the people
These are the people who could come today. Anyone who was able to come today, I would have had come and sing, because I think that's really the magic of a chorus, is that it's not about individual voices, but about voices coming together. I don't pick people because they're, you know, the best singer in their section, but because they know how to work as a section.
And how many of you feel like you're among the leaders, vocal leaders? One, maybe two, third one shrugging your shoulders.
I mean, I think this is one of the exceptional things about Amazon, is that you bring to it what musical ability you have, and some people come knowing how to read music, some people come not knowing how to read music, some people come having years of choral experience, some have none, and Megan has worked with everybody to bring out the best of the sound quality, the best of the music. We have people come in and do pronunciation when we sing in other languages.
Coaches come in to help with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to really make us sound as good as we can as a group, and bring everybody up to that level.
So you often do quite a few languages in the course of a concert, and yet this one was not sung in the whatever Indian dialect it came from.
True. No, this one was composed with the English translation.
It was. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, I wanted to ask also about some of your other activities besides giving the local concerts. I was looking on your website a little bit, and you do a lot of collaborations, mostly outside of Champaign-Urbana, or some in
we've
here
done
as well.
A lot of local collaborations this past semester. We just recently had a small group sing at the World AIDS Day Memorial event that GCAP put on, and let's see, before that we sang at
The Peoria Pride Festival,
the first ever Champaign-Urbana Pride Festival. We sang at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival.
The conference at Carl.
We sang for the Peer Support Networks conference that took place in the Carl Forum. And then this coming February, in a couple of months, we're going to be going to Springfield and doing a concert at the university there.
Is that your own concert? Are you collaborating with anybody else?
That's our own concert. They're actually the university is bringing us there, which is really wonderful.
How often do you get invitations to sing elsewhere?
Pretty often, at least one or two every semester.
And is that something that's come recently? And some of you who've been longer, or have you always had over this 20 years now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. We've sung for all kinds of things, everything from funerals to, I remember going to a street fest in Champaign one year with patients. Yeah. That was really fun. Patience Mudeika, and she was doing all these African songs, and we performed at that. And we've gone out of town. We've sung with the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus in Bloomington, sort of a double feature. And gone to Sister Singers up in Chicago and Michigan in the past. And so forth.
Indiana.
And we've sung in Indiana.
Well, and locally we did Midsummer Night's Dream with Prairie Ensemble long
right.
ago, back in the Christina era.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago that was, but I thought about doing it again. It's about time to repeat it. It's a great piece. I should say, because I'm supposed to say these things, that our programs today on Live and Local are made possible by the Courier Cafe, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, whether it's almond French toast for breakfast, garden fresh salads and homemade soups for lunch, or burgers and hand-dipped shakes for dinner. The Courier Cafe in downtown Urbana has been offering fresh choices for 30 years, and I just saw Megan rubbing her tummy during that. And that was my reaction during when I said the almond French toast, even though I had breakfast. Haven't had French toast in a long while. Let's have another song from Emma Song.
This is one of our really exciting pieces for this upcoming concert. It's from South Africa. It's a traditional Zulu song that has been updated. So in the 80s and 90s, during the struggle against apartheid, choral music was a really important part of that. People came together and educated and informed each other and built community through singing. And that's one of the things that Emma Song does here in a different context. Now there's a struggle against AIDS and HIV in Africa, and they've taken some of those same songs and put new words to them and are using them to educate and inform and really have a powerful presence. So this is a song called Sapela Isizwe. We learned it from Molly Stone, who is a wonderful choral conductor and gives workshops. She learned it from the Durban Westville Prison Women's Choir in South Africa. And the translation is as follows. Our nation is failing from HIV. Our Lord, save us, give us a cure. What have we done, my Lord? Our Lord is here, the epidemic must pass. Our land is in trouble, Lord, our God.
Thank you.
It's a shame we don't have a wooden floor in here. We really can make some good stomping noises with that in there. And some of you were, I thought you were going to run me over as we're closing the circle here. So that was Zulu, is that what you call the language? What are some of the most more difficult languages you have found to sing?
Aborigines?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we sang in Yolngu, which is an Aboriginal Australian language that
we sing children's songs.
They were children's songs, but they had consonants that were just very foreign. Double L's, double R's, retroflex N's. All kinds
retro,
of
what is that?
When you put the bottom of your tongue on the top of your mouth.
And tongue points backwards on the top of your mouth.
Yeah, so it's the same kinds of techniques you use playing the didgeridoo.
How do you put the bottom of your tongue in the top?
With difficulty, if you didn't grow up doing it.
The image of you trying to do that is just perfect.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Good thing we don't have the video running today in that case. And what about that sound? I've always wondered how the little clicking sound that...
There are three clicks in Zulu. One is with the side of your tongue, which is like calling a horse. And one is like knocking on a door. And there's another one which Molly taught to us as tisk, tisk, tisk. So the is a C, the is a Q, and the is an X in the written language.
Okay, then. I think I can do the first and the third. I think I've always been challenged on the second because there's other things. I always had trouble doing that. Your concert... on Saturday and Sunday is called Songs of Power. Mm-hmm. Why?
Music has a really amazing quality of bringing people together, of inspiring, and it's been used as an integral part of social movements for as long as people have sung, probably, but especially in the last couple of centuries we're focusing on music. So this Sapele Isizwe is from an actual real social movement in the world. Keep Your Lamps, which is a spiritual that we're singing, actually a real song sung by people, by slaves that were planning to escape and informing each other, this is what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, keep your watch. So there are those real social songs, and there are also songs that inspire us, help us to be strong personally, and it's been, I think, a really powerful program for us to sing together this semester.
And I'm guessing that there's some songs that are just on the program for fun.
Well, they're fun, but they're also powerful. So our first song, Tulele Mama Ya, there's no really deep meaning behind that song. It's just, it's a really great song to sing together. And the words do mean, don't worry, Mama, which if we could all find a way of not worrying, I think we would find a lot of power in that.
Yeah, no kidding. Save a lot of money on antidepressants.
Come to our concert instead.
Do we have one more?
Sure. This is a song written by a young composer named Abby Bettinas. The text is by Victor Hugo, Be Like the Bird.
And it's Amasong here on Live and Local. We should say members of Amasong, 12 members on today's show.
Be like the bird that, pausing in her flight, a while on boughs to slight, feels them give way. She hath wings. Be like the bird that, pausing in her flight, a while on
and sings, knowing she hath wings.
Members of Amazon here on Live and Local, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus in the direction of Megan Johnson-Smith. They're going to give their concerts for this fall. Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church at 809 South 5th Street in Champaign. That's at the corner of 5th and John. And there's ample parking all around, particularly a couple of big parking garages, just in case anybody wondered. And it has been a pleasure to have you on the show again today.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the program.
Thank you.
We have coming up more choral singing from the young Madrigal Singers at University High School in Urbana and under the direction of Rick Murphy. Today's show is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods, featuring foods from around the world, including imported chocolates, cookies, cheeses, and gift baskets for the holidays. Also, find specialty ingredients like saffron, smoked paprika, truffle salt, grain of paradise, and more. World Harvest Foods at the intersection of 6th and University in Champaign. And before you all leave, does anybody know what grain of paradise is?
It's a spice that was more common in medieval Europe than in modern cooking. It's related to peppercorns.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Every time I read that, I wonder, what on earth is that? I guess you got to go to World Harvest and check it out. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here is something from Amazon's most recent CD under Megan Smith's direction, and I frankly forgot which song I chose, so we'll let you know afterwards.
Oh,
music performed by Amasong, and you can go out and hear them Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. On Sunday, the 19th of December, the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana will present A Baroque Christmas, and I don't know how many years they've been doing this. It might be for as long as they've been around at Holy Cross Catholic Church in Champaign. And they have had, I think, just about since the beginning, as their special guest is the first part of the program, University High School Madrigal Singers from University Laboratory High School, to give the full title, from University of Illinois in Urbana. And we have 16 of their 17 members with us. I guess one is not feeling so hot. But otherwise, since they're just down the street from us, we're really glad you could all come in. So thanks very much for getting out of class, which I'm sure you're crushed about. Yeah, that's right. But you guys are actually supposed to like school, aren't you? Not. I mean, it says here on your website that Uni High School promotes academic excellence, encourages educational innovation, develops citizenship for highly motivated, academically talented students.
Ha.
Somebody, yes, what's your name, sir?
I'm Charlie Newman.
Yeah, are you objecting to that characterization?
Sure, why not?
And it doesn't say it encourages folks at the school to be absolute and total smart alecks. I've experienced some of you folks before. Well, you know, what are madrigal singers, you know, from your point of view?
Well, from our point of view, we are a group of, I guess, 17 this year, but some years it's more and some years it's less. And we sing a cappella and we sing madrigals. We sing unaccompanied vocal music. And
Mostly Christmas music.
Mostly Christmas, but not always.
So do you keep going in the non-December period?
Yeah, we do.
In which case, then what do you do?
Want to.
We, you know, many, obviously many secular tunes and stuff like that. But
we do some stuff by the Beatles, for example. Yep. We've been known to do that.
We've been known to do that.
Did they write Christmas music?
No.
See, which is what we don't do. You know, we do that.
We also do that now.
You know.
But
that's true. We do that.
You
also
do Beatles now?
Yeah, ask for that later.
Okay. All right. I think we better let you guys sing. What's your first tune?
We have All Ye Who Music Love, which is a traditional madrigal that or at least traditional for us. We've been doing this one for a while. So start with that.
Got some good bass notes going in there. This is the Uni High Madrigals from Urbana, and their director is Rick Murphy. Rick, I was actually looking at your various duties at the school, and it's a rather long one. You teach a whole bunch of different classes.
That's correct, Kevin. I'm the only music teacher at UNI, but I'm thrilled to teach all of the choral and instrumental classes, and music theory classes just in the fall, completing that this next week. But I enjoy it very much.
And in the course of rehearsals, anybody can answer this, whether it's Mr. Murphy or one of you guys. How are these rehearsals run? Does he direct you? Do you direct each other? You know, how do you learn this stuff?
We start out when we start the season and we're learning new music. Mr. Murphy does a lot of the direction, but as the season goes on and we all get more familiar with our music, we kind of start making decisions, not necessarily really important decisions, but we start directing ourselves and directing within the group. And so some students will direct, you know, songs, even perform them. So
direct as in conducting, because nobody conducted this song. Somebody, you know, gave the pitch and you were off and running.
Yeah, usually there will be one person who maybe will just start the song off and keep a time, and we all just look at each other and communicate. And
how does the time giver get designated?
Usually it's a senior in the group, but it doesn't have to be. I don't know.
And you all volunteer? Does Mr. Murphy pick somebody, or?
I think it tends to be people who are comfortable with the music generally. So if we know if somebody knows a song really well, they'll tend to be the person who leads it.
How many seniors have we got here, by the way?
Five.
Six.
One, two, six. Yeah.
Oh, we have six in the group. We're missing one today.
Yeah, missing one today.
He's the second, yeah.
And any subbies? Can you be a sub freshman and be in this group?
You can be, but we don't have it this year.
We had one bass one time that was as a sub freshman, and then we had a tenor this past year.
Seriously, a bass as would have been what, eighth grade typically?
Several years ago, David Sims, who went on to major in music at St. Olaf and had a double degree in voice performance and organ performance.
Wow. He was a seriously budding singer then, if you're singing bass, a real bass at that point. Part of the spectacle of seeing the Madrigals, at least at the Baroque Artists concert, and I imagine at other events, is that you all wear these really rather gorgeous costumes. Do you feel that you sing differently once you get into the costume, as opposed to when you're just standing around in jeans and t-shirts?
I think that mostly the costumes are for the audience, not for us, but they do kind of help us get into it, distinctifies it from just singing at rehearsal and singing in a performance. I guess actually maybe today's a little more casual than some of our performances. We're less uptight about it. But yeah, it definitely makes a distinction between just singing for ourselves and singing for other people.
I mean, I was thinking of this partly because I know that theater groups, until they get to the dress rehearsal, often don't feel that they're quite whatever character they're supposed to be playing, you know, the individual actors, and all of a sudden you put the costumes on and you become the part. And I wondered if putting the costumes on, in your case, takes you back in time, because this concept of madrigal singing goes back to what?
16th century.
16th century. And most of this music comes from there, or is there a lot of newer stuff that's written for this kind of ensemble?
A lot of the music was written 16th, 17th century, and many of the pieces we're doing, we could do an example in a few minutes of 16th, 17th century carols, but some have been arranged by local Nick Temperley, a retired professor of music from the University of Illinois, and he just published about a year and a half ago a new collection of carols for the holiday season, and he actually arranged many of them himself.
And you said we got an example of one of those?
Sure. Would you like to hear one now?
Sure.
Angels We Have Heard on High, traditional carol arranged by Nicholas Temperley of Urbana.
Yeah. by this jubilee, why your gladsome strain prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspired your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem, come and see.
Nice arrangement of that. You know, I sort of made fun of the concept of the high achievement level you all are supposed to have reached to get into uni high school, but I really am curious about the experience of being at a place like that, because you've got to apply to get in to the school, right? And not everybody that wants to does get in. What do you find is different about the experience of going to uni high as opposed to whatever school you were at before? And this is obviously not a musical question, so this can go to anybody at all.
Well, uni is really a much more independent environment. I mean, you walk through the halls and you see backpacks strewn all over the place, lockers are open, and people really, I think there's a serious community value that uni has that other schools don't have. There's lots of trust that goes on, and that's definitely one of the most important aspects I feel about uni.
I actually remember going through the halls myself a number of times, and that was the first thing that struck me. Uh-huh. Was all the stuff that was just spilling out, and I remember hearing some years ago that it was quite a shock that somebody actually stole something out of one of the lockers.
That's a pretty big deal.
That was maybe going to threaten the policy of not having locks or something. Is it even a policy? Is it just
up until 2 years ago, I think, the building was just completely open all the time, and now we are on Prox card lockdown, like a lot of campus. So to get into the building, you need to have a card which beeps you in. And then inside it's the same, but it used to be that especially like old alums who went to U of I could just wander in, and now they have to buzz in with the office. And it's a little different, but it's inside it's the same.
What about other aspects of academically, things that challenge you or at least are different from other schools you've been to?
Well, by definition, uni is a laboratory high school, so curriculum can change based on the teachers. So I've been in three different math classes, and each of them has had a different policy about grading. Our history teacher actually won an award for his teaching style. He teaches history completely through flowcharts. And so I thought that was pretty unique. You do get more homework. You just need to spend more time on it. But that's basically the heart and soul of uni is homework.
Is homework?
Even though I made light of it earlier, it is different to be at a school where, not everyone is super obsessed about doing homework, but everyone does care to some degree about getting their homework done, and not just for the grade, but also to learn. So,
yeah. What happens if you don't do well? Do you have to leave the school? Do you, is there any requirement in order to stay?
Well, if you flunk out, you flunk out. But that doesn't really happen that often. People who don't like uni usually transfer out after their first year or the second year, something like that.
So that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, it happens like once or twice every couple of years, something like that. I don't know. Some people just don't. It's not just the academics. It's also the environment. Some people can't handle the environment, so they don't like it at uni.
But I mean, even if, you know, if students aren't doing well and they really want to stay at uni, counselors and teachers will, mm-hmm. you know, they will have long conversations and would get parents involved. And there's really a concerted effort to make sure.
Good support system.
Yeah.
How many students at the school? Any idea?
308. We have a 5-year school of about a little over 60 per class.
So that in itself is quite a bit different because of all the other schools, at least in Champaign-Urbana, are a lot larger, so you've got more kids floating around. And I imagine that there's fewer students per class. I mean, in a given, I don't mean, you know, junior, senior, and so on, but, you know, in a given math class, you have fewer students per teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So you get a lot more attention that way. What do we have next?
Next, we'd like to do a piece written by one of our alums, Mr. Stephen Buzard, and he wrote this while a student at Uni High. He's gone on to do very well in the music business, finishing a degree at Westminster Choral College in both choral conducting and organ performance, and Stephen wrote this piece for us. It's entitled Lute Book Lullaby.
Sweet was the song the Virgin sang when she to Bethlehem Judah came and was delivered of a son that blessed Jesus had to name. My son and eke a Savior born, who has forsaken from on high to visit us that were forlorn. Lula, lula, lullaby, lula, lullaby. Sweet
arrangement, well, a composition by Stephen Buzard based on a carol called the Lute Book Lullaby that has, there's many other tunes that set the same text, sung by the Uni High Madrigal Singers, University High School Madrigal Singers from Uni High in Urbana. They're going to be performing publicly next at the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana Baroque Christmas Concert, Sunday the 19th at 7:30 at Holy Cross Catholic Church. And now I said carefully the next public performance, but you all have been doing a lot of singing lately. I think I've seen your name pop up at various places. What are some of the places you have been so far this season and elsewhere?
Last night we were singing at the all-campus holiday party. For the Chancellor's party. We did something else. I'm having trouble remembering.
Did I see you either have been or going to be in Charleston for something?
Actually, we're going to be at Sullivan, Illinois.
Sullivan, that's what it was.
It's a fundraiser for the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, the Professional Equity Theater in Sullivan, and it's a fundraiser, and it's a University of Illinois alum. Opens their home. They have a beautiful home. It's a 15-bedroom home with a huge living room with a 30-foot ceiling and two grand pianos, and we're going to be singing there Sunday afternoon for a benefit for the Sullivan Little Theater on the Square.
That's what I saw. We just had folks from the Little Theater on here earlier this week for Irving Berlin's White Christmas. How many of you take voice lessons of some kind, just out of curiosity? Maybe kind of sort of about a third of you, something like that. And do you get, are there other choral groups at Uni that you can sing in or that you do sing in? Or is this it?
We have the mixed chorus, which is a large group made up of students of all five grade levels, and it's about 66 singers, and it's a requirement to be in that group to audition for this group. And so these students are also members of the University High School mixed chorus.
Ah, so this is an auditioned group, mm-hmm. Which explains why you sound pretty good. I mean, not that the other group doesn't or can't, but you know, whenever you're going to be in a smaller group, you got to tend to stick out a little bit more. And it helps if you sound good if you're going to do that. I'm going to give a real quick calendar here, some other things that are going on in our area, and then we'll go out with one more song from the Madrigals. There's an awful lot going on, so I'll sort of pick and choose here things that maybe don't repeat themselves. The Eastern Illinois University Jazz Ensemble is performing tonight at 7:30 at the Dowdna Fine Arts Center in Charleston. Nuncrackers, the Nonsense Christmas Musical, is at Parkland College Theater. That runs through the weekend in Champaign. The Land of Lincoln Barbershop Chorus is giving their concert tonight called How the West Was Sung at the Little Flower Activity Center in Springfield. Doors opening at 6 both tonight and tomorrow night. White Christmas is at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and other, I think on Sunday as well there's a performance. The Darden Purcell Quartet is singing at the Iron Post, performing at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock. There is a bluegrass blowout bonanza with Corn Desert Bramblers and the Hen House Prowlers at Channing Murray Foundation on the U of I campus in Urbana. Doors opening at 8 o'clock tonight. The Danville Symphony Orchestra with Margaret Carlson and the District 118 Middle School Choir are at the Danville High School Auditorium tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Central Illinois Children's Chorus is giving its fall concert tomorrow afternoon at 4 at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. Then Lincoln Land Community College Madrigal Singers perform at the Trutter Center in Springfield. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Springfield Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker tomorrow at 2 and at 8 o'clock. And I think there's a Sunday performance as well. What else have we got here? It's a Wonderful Life, live from WVL Radio Theater at the Dowdna Fine Arts Center in Charleston. That's runs at a few performances this weekend. And the Muhammad Seymour High School Madrigal Singers are singing in Muhammad 2 and 6 o'clock on Saturday. And also at 2 o'clock on Sunday, the Urbana Pops Orchestra celebrates the holidays Sunday at 7:30 at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana. The Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra plays as part of Advent services on Sunday morning at Central Christian Church in Decatur, 8:15 and 10:45. And the Parkland Wind Ensemble Chorus and Chamber Singers are performing Sunday afternoon at 3 at First United Methodist Church in Champaign. The Advent Lessons and Carols service at the Chapel of St. John the Divine in Champaign is Sunday at 5 o'clock. And Tango Espejo performing at V. Picasso Tapas Bar and Lounge Sunday evening at 8 o'clock in Urbana. And I just recently learned that that is the last day that V. Picasso will be open. They're closing their doors, so go out and hear some good music and eat some good food if you're a fan of V. Picasso. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana, W293 AF Danville. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 in the Bouvant Tasting Room. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. And the Uni High Madrigals will go out with a setting of Masters in This Hall by U of I Emeritus Professor Nicholas Temperley. And I thank you all very much for coming on the show today.
Masters in this hall, hear ye news today, brought from o'er the sea, and ever I you pray. Then to Bethlehem town we went two and two, and in a sorry place heard the oxen low. Therein did we see a sweet and goodly May, and a fair old man upon the straw she lay.
Noel, Noel, Noel. to down the proud.
And a little child on her arm had she, know ye who this is, said the hinds to me.
Noel, 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 sing we loud, Noel, Noel, God has cast it down the proud.
This is Christ the Lord, masters be glad, Christmas is the
Noel, 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 Noel